Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 26, Young Hop Gets Out of the Rain. What do you think she's going to do then?
So why did Hop say, why did she say mushrooms and why did she say it in French? The little things that Hop and her family did when she was growing up is they would actually go mushroom hunting. They would go to the forest and they would go to special places and they would find mushrooms that they could sell. And then they would take them to the farmer's market on Saturdays in town and they would sell them. And then they would, yeah, that was just one of the things they did to help make some money for them. So one time, when Hop and her family were out looking for mushrooms, suddenly it started getting a bit windy and it was starting to get pretty dark in the forest, even though it wasn't that late in the day. And the trees started blowing, and suddenly there was some rumbling, and Hop thought to herself, oh dear, I think there's a thunderstorm coming. And sure enough, there was. A big thunderstorm was rolling through the forest where they were, and it started raining, and The good thing about being in the forest when it starts raining is you got like a minute or two after it starts raining until you start getting wet. Because first of all, it just rains in the top of the trees. But then after the top of the tree starts getting wet, then the water starts dripping through the leaves. And then it gets really wet underneath too. But it's a little bit of a delay. So in that little period of time, Hop and her family managed to find a little tiny cave just big enough for some rabbits to hide in so they could get out of the rain. And they got out of the rain and just kind of sat in there all warm and cozy and watched the rain. And while they were there, Hop's dad said, you know what? This reminds me of something that happened when I was a kid. Back when Hop's dad was a kid, I guess they also did some mushroom hunting. But no, it wasn't mushrooms. It was berries that they were looking for. And somehow or other, he had managed to get to the mountains, which is very strange for a rabbit from the prairies to be in the mountains. But I think maybe that's where Hop got her travel bug from.
A travel bug?
Mm-hmm.
He has a bug?
That's just what they call it. People who like to travel a lot, you say that they've got a travel bug. And Hop likes to travel. So, yeah. Oh, actually, Hop's dad was in the mountains with his family too, and they were looking for berries, and they were gathering some nice juicy berries when all of a sudden they heard rumbling and they thought, oh no, there's a thunderstorm coming up. But it wasn't a thunderstorm. They turned around and there was a big bear looking at them. And its tummy was rumbling and it sounded like thunder. And they thought, oh dear, a big hungry bear, and we don't have any place to hide. But Hop's grandpa looked at the bear and said, "Roar," and growled a rumbly growl at the bear. And the bear turned and looked at this rabbit that was growling out at him. And Hop's grandpa went, Hop's dad was very confused. But the bear and Hop's grandpa kind of growled at each other a little bit more. And then Hop's grandpa took a pail of the berries that they'd been collecting and slowly pushed it over to the bear, and then took his family and started backing away from the bear with the rest of the berries. And then after a while, they just kept on walking. And I looked back, and there was the bear eating the pail of berries. And as they got further away and were disappearing in the trees, they could hear, "Whoa, whoa." Do you know what that meant? "Thank you." And off they went. So, that's the story that Hop's dad told Hop and her family as they were waiting in the rain, collecting mushrooms. So, after that story, and the rain stopped, and they got out, and they went back to collecting mushrooms, but they got pretty slippery with the rain, so they decided not to do too much more, just get back out and go home. But as they were walking out, they heard another rumble, and Hop thought, "Oh no, there's a bear behind us, and it's hungry, and it's going to want to eat our mushrooms." And she turned around, just thunder. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop hosts a stuffy party. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.